prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first segment, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, and we're going to talk about why healthcare and airfares have something in common and what we should do about that. And then a little later in the show, Jason Ferge is going to be on the show talking about why 95% of what you read about fitness is dead wrong. And he's been writing for Men's Health, Men's Fitness, Muscular Development, Muscle and Fitness, Detail, ESPN, Fast Company. See, the guy goes on and on. He's been doing this for a long time, and he's frustrated with the nonsense out there. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Before we do anything else, I have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their title sponsorship of Superhuman Radio. Right now, you can get six of their top-selling products absolutely free by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking the EFX banner ad. You'll pay $5 and change for shipping, but that's truly the shipping cost. It's not a self-liquidating scam because you'll get a box full of goodies that you'll want to order again and again. And that's because Dr. Jeff believes that nobody should buy anything until they've tried it. And he puts his money where his mouth is.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Wonderful. So I want to start this segment off, Dr. J, I want to pose a question to you, okay?
Okay.
Let's say you and I are sitting in a restaurant. We happen to be separated by an aisle, so we're technically sitting across from each other. And I order a beautiful T-bone steak. It's like a $65 steak. And I order a bottle of champagne. It's like a $100 bottle of champagne. And you look over at me and you go, man, this guy's crazy. Obviously, spending all that money for lunch. And then the waitress asks you for your order. You say, I'm going to have a tuna fish sandwich and I'll just have a glass of water because I'm frugal. I like to take care of my stuff. At the end, we both finish our meal around the same time. The waitress comes down the aisle and she gets between both of us and she addresses both of us and she says, we have a policy here. We're going to combine your both bills, $165 for mine and $8 for yours. And then we're going to split it in half, and you're going to pay half, and I'm going to pay half. So I'm getting a really good deal. I was supposed to pay $165, but I'm actually only going to pay half of $165 because you're going to carry the other half on your bill. How would that make you feel?
Boy, I'll tell you what, I would be angry and frustrated.
Because you made good decisions about your lunch, but I just I went overboard, right?
Exactly. I would feel stiffed. I would feel that, you know, this isn't fair. I mean, you know, why should I have to pay for something you ordered?
Right. And so there is nothing in life that actually is totaled up that way or tallied that way other than airfare and healthcare. Think about it. You have a flat rate on your airfare, let's say $199 each way, and you weigh 200 pounds. And somebody else who weighs 330 pounds pays the same fee, but they're actually costing more because fuel is being used to a greater degree to carry their weight than yours. But you have to pay, you have to subsidize their airfare.
Yeah, and that is interesting because, you know, the airplanes all go by weight. I mean, they calculate. I wonder what they use for an average of a person's weight because they don't weigh people on the way in.
Well, they've got to be using the national average. So let me tell you something that I happen to know from the inside. It costs an airline, you ready for this? $24,000 a year to carry a case of 4 6-packs of soda or water back and forth, back and forth on an annual flight plan. Yeah, $24,000 a year. So they even know what it costs to carry the soda. They clearly, all of their profits are based on what it costs to get you there in gas, and that's how they make their profits. So why are they charging you and me more the same price as they charge somebody who's 340 pounds?
You know, and that is a good question because, as you know, it seems like the airlines are giving you less and less room all the time. And there's nothing worse than to get on a flight and be crunched between two overweight people. And I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. And it's ridiculous. Because, first of all, those people think I paid for my chair, you know, I have every right. Yet they're flopping over in yours.
Right.
I had one flight, extremely overweight woman. And I try to be courteous, you know. But you know what? When I've got both my elbows inside my area and I'm looking down, I got no room for my feet. Her feet are all flapped in front of mine. I finally had to say something. You know, it was like, look, you know, would you mind scooting over a little bit? Well, I can be wherever I want. I said, no, there is a line from my chair down. Move over. And I had to get a little rude because it's like, I got no room.
Right. You had no place to go.
But, you know, some airlines I've heard have charged people for two chairs.
Yes. If you actually are that big, and let's talk about that. Imagine how big you have to be for an airline to say, we got to charge you for two seats. Now, so when you're buying an airline on the phone or online, they're not asking you what your weight is. They don't figure that out until you get there. And they go, you know what? You can't fit in a single seat. You have to buy two. And those people usually raise holy hell. Oh, you know, you're fat shaming and all this other stuff. No, it's a business decision. But what about the person who can literally squeeze into that seat, but they're literally bleeding into both seats next to them, assuming they're in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So you have to lean one way. The other person has to lean the other way to give them room. But just look at the logistics. Can we both agree that I don't care if it's insulin, I don't care if it's carbs, I don't care if it's this. Can we both agree that in order to become fat, you have to be eating the food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's no fat people in prisoner of war camps, right? Nobody looks over and goes, man, they're starving all of us, but Joe is still 300 pounds. Why is that? No, because if you don't eat, you get skinny, and if you do eat, you can get fat. So can we both say people make decisions every single day to get fat, whether they're ignoring their decisions or not, or ignoring the reality or not, they make a decision to keep eating and get fat. So their choices make them bigger. Is that true?
Right.
Okay.
Yep, that is true.
Can we also parallel this to healthcare for a second? We know people who smoke cigarettes, who drink alcohol, who become obese, you know, that they end up with metabolic disorders, that they end up spending a lot more of the quote-unquote Medicare and healthcare money because they have lots of diseases, when other people who stay lean, eat healthy, get to sleep on time, train regularly, they tend not to really use the system as much. Would we agree on that?
I agree.
And I want to put one more thing out there, Dr. Jeff, and you're going to love this analogy. Feel free to use it. There are groups of people out there who say, well, you can be obese and still be healthy. And to them I say, you can jump off of a 100-story building and still be alive at the 54th floor, but you're going to die at the end. You're going to hit the ground and die. So don't tell me about the obese person that's still healthy right now.
No, I mean, I'm not even going to comment on that because that's just the most ridiculous thing. But you know what? You are right. I mean, when you look at, you know, healthcare, why do I have to pay the same that the other person who is not healthy has to pay the same?
Right.
If I get homeowner's insurance and I use it, my rates go up.
Right.
My neighbor's doesn't go up. He didn't use it. So why isn't healthcare the same way? I mean, you know, the people who are unhealthy should be paying more. Automobile insurance is the same. If you're a high risk, you pay more.
And that's because that is how they calculate their profits. They calculate their profits based on the people who don't use. It's called breakage, who don't use.
Exactly.
And the same is true of the airlines. They calculate their profits on the people who aren't fat. They charge enough to get all everybody who's fat there. But if you're not fat and there's breakage, they're not paying for the gas because you didn't make it burn.
No, and they probably calculate off of an overweight. There was recently a situation where the airlines charged a guy for two seats, and then at the last minute, they put somebody in that seat, and the guy was like, you can't put someone in this. I paid for two seats. And they're like, no, the seat's empty. We filled it.
Oh, but did he still have to pay for it?
Well, he had already paid for it because he was overweight.
Yeah, and, I don't think that's fair. That's not fair.
They were arguing about it, and I didn't feel like listening to it because I just was trying not to laugh, because I thought, oh.
And this would be easy to do, right? Because they've got the healthcare industry has your entire dossier of everything you've done since the day you were born. They can look at you and go, wow, this person doesn't use the system much. We'll give them a preferred rate. And this person uses the system a lot, so they have to pay for how much they use it. But the problem is the sick people won't pay $1,000, $1,500. They'll say, oh, I can't afford $1,500 a month. And see, if we did that for a while, it would suck for a decade for some people.
Yeah.
But then people would get it. Oh, it's going to cost me a lot more if I make stupid decisions. And the same is true of the airlines. So they could do it. When you buy an airline ticket, they could say, click your weight group, 168 to 200. You click your weight group. Now, how many bags are you carrying? They already charge you $50 a bag. Then they can't be more than 50.
On a scale?
Yeah, yeah. They could
and
do
if
it.
If it's overweight, you pay more.
They could do it. And then when you get there and they go, oh, you chose the 168 to 191 group, but you're clearly heavier, step on the scale, and then they would change your rate right there. It can be done. It can be done.
Yeah. You know, what would happen is all the advocates and groups would be suing everybody because it's discrimination and yada, yada, yada.
Well, I'll tell you about an airline that's got it on, right? American Airlines has a Hawaiian division, and it's called Hawaiian Airlines. And back in 2016, they won a lawsuit for the right to weigh passengers in the Samoan Islands because they had regular rates for the mainland, right? Where they figure, oh, 50% of the people are under 300 pounds. And like, okay, we could do our math. When they started doing the same thing for the Samoan Islands, they go, oh, man, the Samoans are really big people. Even the ones that aren't fat are really big people. So they filed a suit and they won. And now, to this day, they charge passengers by their weight.
Hmm, interesting.
So it can be done.
And look at the people that are thin. You're going to make out.
Yeah.
Because you're getting charged by weight. So, somebody tiny or like a child, you're going to pay less.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're going to pay less to take your children. You're going to pay less if you happen to be a lean person. Heck, I'll bet you money, Dr. J, that travel will go up because people who are like 170 pounds will be like, oh, man, this round-trip airfare is only $220. I'm doing this.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why. And then government needs to get rid of all those extra taxes, $199 plus $200 in taxes and this and that.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
A whole other story, but,
I'm telling you, man, somebody needs to start to push back on these two industries and say,
yeah,
it's unfair what you're doing. And there is a way to fix both of them. Charge people for what they use. Charge people that travel by. Because, Dr. J, if you ship a package and it's 3 pounds, and I ship a package that's 40 pounds, I don't get mad. Well, his package is only $13. Why is mine 40? Oh, because it's heavier. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it would be the same way when the airline started charging for bags. I mean, I remember years ago when I used to fly, you couldn't carry anything on. They literally had a little box up there, and if your briefcase didn't fit into that, you had to check it. And you only got one checked bag, and if you already checked a bag, you got charged for it. And then I started watching people. I used to say, I'm going to come up with a spray that people can spray on their bags because they try to cram these big old bags in the overhead.
Pam.
Grease. Yeah, I thought I could make a fortune on it,
Yeah, grease the bag first.
And then they started doing all that, And again, it's it's out of control as far as the weight issue. So now the airlines, because they're allowing people to carry so much junk on, you know, are compensating that. And that's one of the reasons why the fares are so expensive, you know, because they know people are going to bring these big roller boards on. And that's, I'm paying for all these roller boards.
Right.
You know, I'm a frequent flyer, you know, so I've earned the right to get a free bag, you know, but my bag has to be under the 50 pounds. These people are carrying more than 50 pounds because they don't weigh those bags.
Right.
That they bring on the plane.
Great point. That's a great point.
And we're paying for that, along with their being overweight.
Yeah, and let me say that I by no means am some little guy who's gonna, like, this is not, I'm not saying this because I'm self-interested. Like, yeah, I could get
yeah.
No, I'm 232 pounds, but I'm all for me paying my fair share. I gotta bet you that at 232 pounds, my airfare would still be less than what they're charging me right now blindly. You know, trip is $640. I'll bet you anything that if they did weigh me and my one carry-on, my airfare would be cheaper anyway.
It would be. And, you know, people who are heavier, okay, you would pay a little bit more, but that's lose weight.
Yeah.
You have an option. You know, nobody is forcing you to carry that weight. Maybe that would be a good way for them to get in shape, knowing they're going to pay more for getting on an airplane.
And I know there, and you know, you made a good point a second ago about your shoulders, right? So I am not obese, but I do have very broad shoulders. And when I get on a plane and sit down, I roll my shoulders forward and cross my arms in front of me so that my shoulders stay within my armrests, because I don't want to, just because I have broad shoulders, I don't want to lean against the person next to me and make them feel uncomfortable.
Well, and you share an armrest, so how does that work? You each get half of an armrest? I do the same way. I try to be polite. I put mine inside the armrest.
Right.
But then that's the person next to me that's, you know, on the armrest and all over in the, you know, in the me. And
my rule is, my mental rule is this. If I'm on the aisle seat, I get the right armrest to me. That's my armrest. If you're in the middle, you choose the left or the right, basically. Mm. And if you're on the window seat, the left armrest is yours. So you lean to the left, I lean to the right, and the person in the middle sits up straight. I mean, I do that out of courtesy.
Well, you know, a lot of people aren't courteous. That's the whole issue. There is no, when they start the plane, instead of all that safety stuff, they ought to add a little bit about being courteous. Kind of like gym courtesy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Explain how you sit, how you keep your legs underneath you. Don't put them over in your neighbor's aisle. And if the person doesn't want to talk, leave them alone.
Yes, yes. You know why, too? Because I'm a talkative guy, but when the plane is moving, if I look to the left or to the right, I get a little motion sickness.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. I was coming out of Amsterdam, and I'm in the back of the plane, and this young gal comes down. She's carrying a baby. I'm on the aisle. I stand up. She says, I'm in this row. She goes, here, would you hold this? And she literally gives me her baby as she gets into her seat.
Are you kidding me?
Interesting. No. So I give her back the baby, and I sit down in my seat. She's in the middle. Plane takes off, and pretty soon I start hearing this smacking noise. And I'm like, what the heck is this? I looked over. She had taken her top off, had both nibs out, and the baby was sitting there going to town.
Both of them. So in other words, I mean, it's one thing to take a breast out and then cover it with a blanket, but she was completely exposed.
And she was all hanging over my chair, and, you know, I mean, I was actually embarrassed. I was like, oh, my goodness, man.
I would have ordered coffee and said, can I get
I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did. All I know is it was a long flight from Amsterdam to New York.
I bet. Look, I want to. You opened up another can of worms. You poked the bear. I want to talk about gym etiquette when we come back, because this is really a good segue from this discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhuman.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're having a little fun today. Instead of talking about heavy science, we're talking about some funny stuff. I'm sure we pissed a lot of people off.
I shouldn't have said the etiquette thing. You know, that's... I don't have very many pet peeves, but the gym is one of them.
Right? Like I don't care. You can accidentally spit on my shoe, yeah, and I'll be like, "Oh, don't worry about it." But so my biggest pet peeve in the gym, biggest one, is working in. If I'm using a machine and you're on a schedule and you're like, "You need that machine too," come on over, brother or sister, get in there, do your thing. We'll work in while I'm resting. You use it. I hate people, and hate is a strong word, but I'm using it specifically, who think they're renting the machine by the hour. They sit there, and if you come over, you go, "You mind if I work in?" They look at you, go, "I just have 3 more sets." Like, they get angry with you. I say, "Look, you're resting. Let me do a set."
That's one of mine. I got two. Number one, the people that don't put the weights away. I hate putting other people's weights away. And some of them are women. A lot of times people say, oh, it's only guys. But when I go into a machine and there's 2.5-pound plates on there, I'm sorry. Some lady left those plates on. Put your plates away. But my biggest one is the towel slingers, who will get 6 towels, and they'll drape towels on all kind of machines because they're doing CrossFit training. And you'll walk up and you'll see a towel. I'll look around. If I don't see anybody that's supersetting, then I'm jumping in. I remember last year I was doing chest, and I looked. No one was on the decline, but there was a towel. I did my inclines. Took me 15 minutes. Went over, did 3 sets of declines. Now we're into 20, 25 minutes, and some guy comes up and goes, well, I'm using that. I go, no, you're not. He goes, well, I just went outside to run around the parking lot, and then I was in the gym doing jumping jacks, and then I was using this. And I'm like, dude, you see where your towel is? It's on the floor. I said, when I'm done, you can have it. And I don't like to be rude, but, you know, these towel slingers, man, they'll put towels on everything.
I don't see that in my gym, thank God, but that would piss me off. So basically, you bring 6 towels to the gym, you drop them on 6 machines, and those are your workout machines for the rest of the time until you take your towel off, in other words.
Yeah, nobody can do. One guy did it in the leg area and tied up all the leg stuff, and I'm like, no, you can't do this. If you want a superset, you know, go ahead. You can't put towels on everything because that's what you're going to do for the next 2 hours. Sorry, buddy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I haven't seen that's worse.
In my opinion, that's worse than superset than working in, because at least the person is sitting there where you can say to them, do you mind if I work in, buddy? And most people do go, yeah, sure, jump in here. But you have the occasional, like I had a guy a couple weeks ago who said that to me. He says, you know, I just have 3 more sets. And I said, yeah, but you're just sitting there texting right now. Can't I just do a set?
I know.
And he grumbled. You know, he begrudgingly let me use the machine. And when he was walking away, he said something under his breath. And I said to him, F you, you're not renting the machine by the hour. We all pay the same membership fee here.
But, you know, people don't understand. They shouldn't even work out if they don't understand, you know, how to get along with people in the gym. You know, I never, if somebody says, can I work in? Sure. You know, I'm not training for a contest. Now, back when I was training for a contest, no. Because I'm moving fast. I don't have time to wait for you. I have a training partner. But, you know, no one's in the gym training for a contest. And if you are, you know, you're not bothering them. We had, I was supersetting 2 machines right next to each other, and this gal comes up and she goes, I want to use that. And I said, you can work in. No, 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 I want that machine. Well, we're supersetting. When we get done, you can have it. You can't do that. That's illegal. And I'm like, ma'am,
you said she can work in. You said she can.
You can jump in and work. You can work in. No, I want the machine. Well, then you're going to have to wait. So she goes up to the front desk, and I don't know what she says. The manager comes out. Then she sees that, you know, who it was, and I'm like, what is this gal's problem? Well, she wanted to do one set there, and she just didn't want you around there. I'm like, well, you know what? It's open now. She can have it. No, she left.
So you think she didn't want you to watch her training, in other words? She didn't want you to stand
there? I have no idea. She's one of those people that they just do a set here, then they go over here and do a set, and they do a set, and they do a set. You know, I mean, they don't really have any planned workouts. But, you know, when they pick that they are going to use this machine, well, I want it now. Get off of it.
You know, I blame the gyms for this. I really do.
Yep.
Every gym should have posted around the gym the basic gym etiquette. And we know what they are, right? You know, let people work in, wipe your machine down, re-rack your weights. I mean, they're very simple. We all know them. We can recite them. And now, in newer times, turn your cell phone ringer to silent.
Oh, leave your cell phone in your gym bag.
Well, I use my cell phone to record my but I turn my ringer off, and I don't take calls in the gym. I just don't.
There was a guy on a preacher curl machine. He's doing a set. His phone rings, and all of a sudden, he lowers the weight, and he's doing one arm, and he's talking on the phone. I watched him do this for over 30 minutes. He tied up that machine.
One arm at a time.
Yeah, I mean, but put it down to like 5 pounds. I mean, it wasn't even worth doing.
Right.
And I didn't want it, but I was just, this is interesting. What's this guy doing? And I look back. He's still on that machine talking on the phone. You're kidding me.
Right. I mean, I get it if you're a doctor, you're a brain surgeon, a brain just was flown in from another state, cryogenically frozen, and you got to get it into this guy's head quickly. I get it. Turn your ringer on because you need to go. But if your ringer is on and somebody is deadlifting or bench pressing or squatting really, really significant weight, and your ringer goes off, even though your ringer doesn't sound exactly like theirs, it's a natural response to become distracted by that ringer. Just turn the phone on silent and vibrate and put it in your pocket. And if you want to take a call, then answer it and say, hold on a second, let me get off the gym floor. And then go creep into the corner and take your call. But that's gym etiquette.
And I know what somebody's thinking. Well, you guys just got done saying that people should pay by the pound. You guys should pay by the pound by what you lift. And my membership should be less. Oh, okay. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Maybe a stronger guy should be paying more, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
That's pretty funny.
We'll give you that one.
You're funny. Hey, so anyway, that was, I think we filled that half hour with some humorous but logical stuff. Let's see who likes
it.
Yeah,
that was good. Yeah, kind of pre-Olympia. So I'll be out to Olympia this weekend. Anyone going to be in Las Vegas, come on by the EFX Sports booth. Love to see you.
Yeah, come say hello to Dr. J. Tell him you love him on Superhuman Radio. All right, brother.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I have something to talk about before Jason Ferrugia comes on. You would think I set the world on fire yesterday. Monday with Patrick Dahlen's interview with one comment he made, and everybody's challenging me that sugar alcohol becomes sugar in the body. Well, where's the studies? Where's the research? Well, I got the studies and the research, and I'm going to tell you about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
Use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops could improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep, immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So Monday I did an interview with Patrick Dahlen. Patrick Dahlen is a biochemist. He's been on the show numerous times. He's the guy who came on the show and broke the news that beef is the only food that actually increases telomere length. So for those of you who are into anti-aging, but then avoid beef, well, I don't know what to call you without insulting you. But Patrick is a guy who's on the cutting edge. And one of the things I've learned about Patrick by having him on the show is he doesn't just look at research du jour. Everybody looks at the research today and doesn't look at the research that it's been built on. And he finds magic in some of these studies that he looks at. So I love to email Patrick and say, hey, Patrick, what are you most passionate about now? And he tells me, and let's do a show on it. The guy is always on the cutting edge. He really is. And I emailed him a couple weeks ago and he said, you know, I know you probably don't want to hear about the keto diet again, but I have some really shocking news about the foods that people are thinking are good for the keto diet, but that really aren't. I said, he sent me the research, he sent me all the stuff, and I was like, dude, let's do this. I knew that there was going to be a response. I just didn't know how big the response would be. First of all, the traffic to the website is just insane. I did a little one-minute snippet video that's actually on Facebook, and it's getting shared a lot. I also shared it to Instagram. It seems to be getting shared a lot as well. And the one thing that people keep coming back and going, you know, this is BS. I've been eating sugar alcohol. So Patrick came on the show and said sugar alcohols turn into sugar in the gut. No, can't be. Impossible. I use sugar alcohols and my blood sugar doesn't go up. Well, you got to look at insulin. C-peptide and insulin in order to see if your blood sugar is going up. Just because the reading in your glucometer isn't changing doesn't mean your body didn't just pump out a smidge more insulin to compensate for the added sugar that just hit your bloodstream. You know, I've used this analogy before. Trying to guess what your body is doing with sugar by looking at your blood sugar levels is kind of like trying to figure out how fast you're going by looking at how far your foot and your gas pedal are from the floorboard. You can't. So a lot of people pushed back. This is BS. This is nonsense. Where are the studies? Where are the studies? Well, there are studies, actually. But the problem is that they're not new studies, so nobody pays attention to them. We're so myopic when it comes to the history of science and the research that's been done in the past. Like I did a show not too long ago about Kekwick and Powan. They're the guys who started the whole keto diet phenomenon back in the 50s. Well, in 1966, a study was published by K.H. Basler. It was in a clinical nutrition journal. It's hard to find, but it's there. It's called Inhibition of Fatty Acid Oxidation as a Factor in the Anti-Ketogenic Effects of Sugars and Polyalcohols. Fast forward to 1975, a study was done by A.K. Rawat, R-A-W-A-T, and I'm spelling them for you. So Basler is spelled B-A-S-S-L-E-R, first and middle initial K-H, published in 1966. Inhibition of fatty acid oxidation as a factor in the anti-ketogenic effects of sugars and polyalcohols. The other study is called Anti-Ketogenic Actions of Fructose, Glyceraldehyde, and Sorbitol, which is a sugar alcohol, in the rat in vivo. That was in 1975. So while all of these people are out there going, this is BS, it's impossible, this can't happen, you just aren't looking far enough for the answers. You got to go back. This research was done a long time ago when the whole ketogenic phenomenon in the 50s started to emerge. People started looking at it back then. Gee, what are the things that shut down ketosis? So don't get mad at me and Patrick. Don't hate on the messengers. Look at this and go, wow, maybe this is something interesting. There's a lot of people out there who claim to be on very strict ketogenic diets, and I see them posting on different Facebook walls. I'm not losing weight. You know, I check my ketone meter. I'm not producing ketones. Patrick said on the interview that he doesn't work with individuals, but occasionally someone will get to him and say, you know, I've been on a ketogenic diet for 6 months. I'm not losing weight. I'm not producing ketones. What am I doing wrong? And when he looks at their diet, most often they are consuming large amounts of sugar alcohol because they're being told that it has no impact on blood sugar when it actually does. I get it. I'm pissing everybody off because their favorite dessert just turned out to be not that great. Me too. I eat a lot of products with sugar alcohol. I talked to Elise about it yesterday. She says, what do? I said, start counting them as sugar. If your goal is to eat under 20 or 30 grams of sugar a day, then make that sugar alcohols too. It's simple. You don't have to abandon what you're eating. You just have to start tracking it more accurately. And we're giving you information to help you track it accurately. That's all it means. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to abandon sugar alcohols. I don't abandon sugar. There's sugar in things that I eat too. I eat fruit. And I'm also not looking for 2.5 millimoles of ketones because I don't have brain cancer. I'm just happy with 0.7. You know, after I fast for 16 hours, I'm always at somewhere near 0.7. It's just rudimentary for me and for many of you as well. And I really don't think you need to be in that ridiculous 2.5 or 3.5, you know, like, let me show you how big my wiener is. Oh no, mine is bigger. No, it's not a contest to who can have the highest ketone levels. If you're doing that, then you're stupid, unless you have cancer or seizures. That's a different story. But you can still lose weight. You can still lose body fat by doing intermittent fasting and a carbohydrate-controlled diet, by keeping ketone levels in that 0.7 or even 1 millimole range. You're still going to lose weight. But, man, I thought people were going to come out and go, Carl, you rock, man. This is the answer. Now I understand why I'm not having the progress that I thought I was going to have. No, instead they're hating on me because it's like I just burst their bubble. I can't eat my favorite dessert now. No, you can still eat it, but just count it as sugar and understand it is going to probably suppress ketosis a little bit. Is it going to knock you out of ketosis completely? Probably not. Is it going to lower your ketone production? Probably. And if you're going to eat those things, eat them around your workout. Eat them post-workout or eat them before you work out. You know, have that brownie bar that you love so much that has, you know, 14 grams of sugar alcohol pre-workout. Have a part of your pre-workout meal. You can enjoy it And you know that it'll actually maybe help you train longer. Because we've talked about this on the show before. In humans, ketones and blood glucose occur at the same time. If you're in ketosis, it doesn't mean that you're not producing glucose. You're just producing less glucose because the brain or some other organs that happen to want glucose at the moment are going to use it. But this all or nothing attitude has to stop. I told you about my experience with combining designer carbohydrates with ketone salts. I mean, I was able to train longer. I felt better leaving the gym. And we know that ketones and glucose occur at the same time. It's like if you're producing ketones, it's not like as though all your glucose goes away. So just take it with a grain of salt, no pun intended. Ketone salt. Take it with a grain of ketone salts. And don't get angry because it's really just we're just learning more. That's all we're doing. We're just learning more. Add it to the information you have and treat sugar alcohols more like you do sugar. And watch what happens to your body. And like you go, oh, man, I'm losing so much more fat. I get into ketosis a lot faster. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Patrick Dolan. So if you see the 1 minute video, pass it around because I got to tell you, there's more good stuff in that interview. Like that when you're on a high fat diet, which I am, I'll tell you my macronutrients so far today in a second. But if you're on a high fat diet, that actually consuming digestion resistant fibers, not all fibers, but the digestion resistant ones may actually, at least it does in rodents, increase the production of TMAO. Now, whether or not you subscribe to the whole TMAO equals cardiovascular disease, that's another discussion. I don't necessarily subscribe to it. I don't. But it is interesting that if you're on a high-fat diet, whether you're on a ketogenic diet or you're just on a standard American diet and you've gone off the rails with fat consumption, digestion-resistant fibers and carbohydrates, starches, they probably are not a good idea for you if you subscribe to the TMAO equals cardiovascular disease discussion. And lastly, the other piece of wisdom, there's a ton of great information. The first 15 minutes of the interview are for the newbies who don't know anything about ketosis and they stumbled onto the show. We don't want to start hitting them with stuff that they don't understand. So we gave the first 15 minutes, we talked about ketosis and what it does and how it works and all that sort of stuff. But after that, Patrick Dolan dropped magical information that's going to help people. He also said aspartame. If you're eating foods with aspartame in them and you are not using ketone salts, but you are depending on your body to produce its own BHB, which happens in the gut, right? There's two microbes that work together to create BHB. If you're eating aspartame, it blunts those microbes from being able to produce BHB. You know, there's people out there, again, that are struggling. I don't produce ketones. I don't understand it. I can't lose weight. I don't understand it. And then they go, well, yeah, you know, I drink a lot of diet soda because it satisfies my sweet tooth. Well, I think they use a lot of aspartame in diet soda still. So that could be something else you want to look into. Try it. Experiment with it. Remove it from your diet for 2 or 3 weeks. See if it has a positive impact. And maybe it won't, maybe it will, because this is all individual, all individual. But at least we're peeling the onion and we're starting to go, hey, we're learning more. Ironically, we're learning more by going back in time and looking at research that occurred from the 50s forward. You know, we think that the ketogenic diet just was invented now because brilliant people like Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Dr. Thomas Seyfried have championed these diets as nutritional therapies to cure diseases. But make no bones about it. The high-fat, low-carbohydrate, low-protein diet has been in existence since the 40s, and the magic was really investigated in the 50s. And so from the 50s and 60s and 70s, There was a lot of research being done on this diet. No one pays attention to that. We may be able to find things that we can avoid pitfalls by going back and looking at that research. Because new research doesn't always build on old research. It doesn't. You have to go back and read that stuff. So I hope people appreciate and pass the stuff around, because let's get it out there. Let people make their own decisions, and you know, don't be calling people liars. There is research to provide support for these things. And I'm going to read them again real quick. I'll write them down. Inhibition of fatty acid oxidation as a factor in the anti-ketogenic effects of sugars and polyalcohols by K.H. Bassler, B-A-S-S-L-E-R. That was published in 1966. And anti-ketogenic actions of fructose, glyceraldehyde, and sorbitol in the rat in vivo. And that was published by A.K. Rawat, R-A-W-A-T, in 1975. So grab those studies, read them, experiment with these modifications to your diet, see what happens. I want to hear from people. I want to hear from people. You know what, Carl? It didn't matter to me. I cut the sugar alcohol out and nothing changed. I cut the aspartame out and nothing changed. Without getting a TMAO test, you're not going to know if digestion-resistant fibers are hurting or helping you. I took Patrick Dolan's advice. I cut these things out, and holy crap, I was stuck in a plateau for 6 months, and I just burst through it. I want to hear from people on air at superhumanradio.net. And that's it. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Jason Ferrugia on the show. He's a great guy, a lot of fun, and he's going to teach us why 95% of the stuff on the internet that you read about fitness is just dead wrong. Stay tuned.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive. Productive at RenewLifeRx.com. You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to HeadsUpHealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's HeadsUpHealth.com and use code SHR.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So I was just messaged, and I did forget something at the end of last segment. I said I was going to reveal my current macros. So today I'm actually kind of keto. I've had zero carbs today. I've had 120 grams of fat and 152 grams of protein. I've eaten almost a pound and a half of beef. I've got three more meals to go. I'm going to eat probably meat all day long, maybe some broccoli later. But yeah, I mean, I'm a high-fat guy. And so if I did subscribe to the whole TMAO thing, then I would probably want to avoid digestion-resistant starch because of its potential upregulation of production of TMAO. My next guest is probably many of you know who he is. He's been around for a long time, and he says 95% of what you read about fitness is dead wrong. Jason Ferragia. How you doing, Jason?
Great, Carl. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I got to meet Jason in person when I was out in Los Angeles, and I actually did his podcast, and that'll probably be dropping in the next couple of weeks as well. Thank you for having me on, by the way.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Loved it.
So tell people where you got started. You're no newcomer to this. There's a lot of newcomers that call themselves gurus, but you really qualify as a guru in this area.
Yeah, so in 1987, I grew up in a small town in Jersey, and I was a skinny, weak, insecure kid, and I grew up watching Schwarzenegger and Stallone on the big screen and pro wrestling every Saturday morning, and I wanted to be one of those larger-than-life kind of superheroes, but here I was just, you know, at first this kind of chubby kid, overweight kid, not the most athletic, and then eventually just a skinny, weak kid. And in 1987, my cousin Christine was dating a pro wrestler named Eric, and he was not in WWF at the time, but a smaller federation, and he really got me into it. And so I went from doing nothing into a seven-day-a-week kind of two-hour bodybuilding kind of workout. And I didn't get great results because it was a little bit of overkill and overtraining at the time for a beginner, but I got bit by the iron bug, and I was hooked and addicted to physical culture from that day on. So eventually I was able to, you know, stumble upon some of the older stuff, and that's what started to change the game and give me some results when I was able to find Saxon and Hackenschmidt and books like Dinosaur Training and Super Squats and The Keys to Progress by John McCallum and Anthony DiTillo and Vince Gironda and all that kind of stuff. So I just was obsessed with consuming everything I could, reading everything I could. Back then, there was no internet. There were no videos. There were no DVDs. You ordered VHS tapes, so I ordered as many of those as I could, got certifications. And then eventually I started I interned in the weight room during college, and I got my first couple of certifications, I think maybe sophomore year of college. And I started training people not too long after that while I was still going to school, and saved up enough money. I put every dime back into the business and saved up enough money within 2 years to open my own place. And it was just a small 1,000-square-foot room in a basement. It was literally underground. People talk about their underground gyms. It was literally underground. And in those days in 1996, that style of gym really wasn't, today it's everywhere. It's on every street corner where you have gyms right. with turf and sandbags and everything. That was really unique at the time. So that was kind of the beginnings.
And you've trained a ton of pro athletes over your career so far. I mean, some big names from the NFL and so on. So people turn to you when they have to have results. And that's important because I would venture to guess that if we looked at the entire population of trainers out there, right, strength trainers and so on, and we tease out of them the ones that work for universities, you know, that's their job. I would say that 98.9% of the trainers out there never really work with any professional athletes where it really matters if you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, Buddy Morris, who's been a pro strength coach with numerous NFL teams, he said, I don't know if we're allowed to curse on here or not, but he said, you're number one. I won't. So I'm an Italian from Jersey, so I got to.
No, I know. Me too, man. But yeah, it's a family friendly. So you can use use the letter F if you have to. There you
go. Yeah, I got you. But he said, your number one job when working with a high-level elite athlete is not to F them up. You know, sometimes young trainers get too excited and they want to do all this cool, which is sometimes risky stuff with high-level athletes. And, you know, before you get to that point, you want to have worked with, obviously, a ton of high school athletes and college athletes. But, you know, if Kobe Bryant comes to you during the last year of his career, someone at that level, or even just a professional level, you have to really be careful, really be smart, really be using safe joint-friendly exercises because they're already a pro. Like, you're not going to make them significantly better unless they've never trained before somehow. Then you can get those newbie gains. Your best bet is to try to help them endure more, help them not get injured as much, help them become more resilient, make them feel better, make them move well, increase their longevity. You know, if you take a pro guy and you treat him the same way you train a high school guy and try to just improve all his maxes, that doesn't always work that well. Again, you know, like I said, unless they're really newbie at strength training.
You've also been published a ton, but in some big, big magazines, right? I mean, Muscle and Fitness, Men's Health, Men's Fitness, ESPN. What are some of the early articles that kind of won you the attention?
So I started blogging before that was even a word in 2001. And that was garnering a lot of attention because I was saying things, you know, I was introducing some unique training concepts at the time and talking about things and maybe presenting ideas that people hadn't really been putting out there, hadn't thought of that much. But I was also doing it with my kind of East Coast Jersey personality as well. And, you know, telling stories, making it entertaining, giving my own unbiased, uncensored opinion. So people really liked that. And then I got into, and again, back in those days, the magazines were mainly about, you know, 5, 6, 7 day a week body part splits. And they were just ghostwritten articles by pro bodybuilders. And I started introducing this different way of training of, you know, maybe more full body workouts or upper lower power building, powerlifting influence kind of athletic-based training, the odd objects, the strongman stuff, the bodyweight stuff mixed in. And so it was really unique at the time. So I started in Men's Fitness and then got in Men's Health and all the different magazines and eventually got my own column for quite a few years in Men's Fitness. That was the Hard Gainer column. And for those who don't know, Hard Gainer is just kind of a skinny guy, you know, with small joints and has trouble gaining size. So what works typically for average people or people better than average genetics doesn't really work. That's the guy who's got to really fight for every ounce of muscle. So I introduced some concepts there, you know, some lower volume training, some focus on progressive overload and compound movements and staying away from all the stuff that the magazines were advocating. So,
isn't the Hard Gainer's main problem that they just don't eat enough, quite frankly?
It is, yeah. I mean, definitely they don't eat enough, but they're also, that's one thing. But what I think a lot of people don't understand, or there's a misconception about Howard Gainers, is they're super high anxiety, they're super high stress. And as you know, any form of stress, compromises your results. Your body has to recover from it. So it's not just recovering from lifting. It has to recover from that, the high anxiety, the fact that you're not sleeping. You have smaller joints. So some of the bigger compound lifts that everyone says are so great, maybe those take a little bit more out of you than they do for some people. So you got to manage your lifestyle as well.
This is really interesting, because this is something I've really been wrapping my head around more and more lately, right? It started about 2 years ago when a study was done on postmenopausal women, and that the more they trained, the less body fat they lost, and they relegated them to being high stress. So when your body perceives stress from the environment, it doesn't realize you want to lose body fat. It just says, wow, the environment is trying to kill us. We better lower metabolic rate. Let's save calories because life sucks right now. And so when I first read that study, I was like, this is interesting. This is probably not just postmenopausal women. This is probably premenopausal women. This is probably guys too. And then I started thinking back. I started thinking about in 2002, 3, 4, and 5, when I was training, I was so strong. I looked forward to going to the gym, and I left the gym feeling like an animal, and I started to realize it was because I arrived at the gym feeling like an animal, and my workouts didn't crush me. They actually made me feel better. And I thought, I wonder how much stress played a role, or the perception that I wasn't stressed played a role in that success that I had back then. Now, fast forward, I'm 60. I've got injuries. I've broken some stuff now. Tricep reattachment, three hamstring attachments on the left hamstring, one on the right, torn a bicep. Now I'm like a little, oh man, you start getting scared. The allostatic load of training starts to be in your mind. And because of this, the past week, I started Sunday doing a whole body routine, but only doing two sets of everything because I'm going to do this every day. So I don't want to crush myself on the day one or day two or day three. And so I'm doing whole body, I mean everything, neck down, except my legs, because my foot is still needs surgery in November. So I'm doing leg extension, leg curls, and I did do some very light leg pressing yesterday. But I did this routine 3 days in a row, and yesterday when I went to the gym, I felt like King Kong. This morning when I woke up, I noticed my pulse was elevated. I thought, I'm starting to flirt with overtraining. I'm going to take off today and eat like a friggin' animal. I've already eaten 2 pounds of beef so far today, and I still have three more meals to go. So I'm starting to really become a believer of what you just said. And I think what you just said, the nuance of it is missed by most people, that one thing, their perception, because of the way they're training, their perception of the work that they're doing actually could be holding them back. Speak about that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's so many points to touch on there. One, I just want to say it's funny that you're training like that, because that's actually how I train now. I started in the beginning of 2017. I had been doing upper-lower splits for a really long time, and once in a while I'll do some push-pull-lower splits. But in the beginning of 2017, I switched over to 3 full-body workouts. I did that for the majority of 2017, except when I would train with a friend or a podcast guest and they were doing something different, I would just jump in. This year, I've been doing 4 to 6 full body workouts. I'd say an average of 5 per week. And I have the same exact effect that you just said. I feel better. I do very similar to about 2 sets. I never get sore. I never feel overtrained. My strength is as good as it's ever been. I'm never fatigued. Because, again, think about if you're doing 10 sets a week. There's a lot of experts in science that shows that 10 sets a week per body part's a good number. You could argue that, but let's say that for the sake of this. 10 sets a week. If you do 10 sets of chest on Monday, you're going to be destroyed. You're sore, take a lot out of your immune system, your CNS and everything. You kind of beat up, you're fried. Now, if you do 2 sets, 5 days, like you and I are doing, you never get sore. You never get overly fatigued. you always feel pretty good. It's pretty easy. And for me, I found that it's easier to stay lean. I mean, I'm 44. I'm the leanest I've ever been. And I feel like the training has got to contribute to that. Because let's say you do 15 sets total per workout. If I was just doing 15 sets of chest, shoulders, and tries, that's not going to burn as many calories and have as much of an afterburn effect as if I'm doing chin-ups, presses, squats, RDLs, heavy carries. You know what I mean? So that's so interesting that you're doing that because
well,
you're a huge believer in that.
And the one of the things that I've been wrestling with for a decade now is looking at training more like work. So you and I are East
right.
Coast Italian guys. We know a lot of guys who are bricklayers, probably uncles and grandfathers.
Totally.
Right? You know, you and I come from working breeds. You know what I mean? We were
yep.
made to work hard every single day. So when you're a manual laborer, you don't go to work saying, I'm going to crush it today. I'm going to work so hard that I'm going to go home and be exhausted and not be able to work tomorrow. No, you gotta break it out. I gotta come here 5 days. I gotta get all this work done, but I have 5 days to do it. And that is why I started thinking, you know what? I'm just gonna do two sets of everything. I'll undulate the weight. I'll undulate the reps, different days, how I feel. But by the same thing you said, but by the end of the week, I did 10 sets of this, but I didn't do it in a way that I purposely went out to kill myself. And that perception of stress all of a sudden is gone.
Yeah. Well, see, and speaking to that, because if you only do something once a week, you have that stress, right? Like, oh my God, I have to set a PR. I have to go up. I'm only going to hit this exercise or this movement pattern or body part once every 7 days. You put a lot of stock into it mentally, like you're talking about there. And then that ends up crushing you and overtraining you. And you do that all 5 days, because if you're only hitting a body part once a week, well, this is my only time to hit shoulders, my only time to hit back, so I'm going to go all out. Versus what we're doing, if you have an off day, if you have a busy day, a stressful day, you go in, hey, you go through the motions, maybe you're down 10 pounds. So what? You're back at it again. You're going to hit it two or three more times that week. It doesn't matter. And that's how life works anyway. I mean,
right.
There's no sport where you try to go linearly up and you always go super hard all the time. You would burn out. So training in this manner is more just, you know, physiologically how your body really works. And there's a lot of days where I'm stronger, and then some days I'll go in and I'm weaker. And I don't stress out about it. I'm just like, hey, that's just the ebbs and flows. That's how it works. And it also prevents me from getting injured. I used to get injured all the time, every few months. I mean, you know how it is. When you train, you're always nicked up. I never get banged up anymore. I mean, knock on wood, because I train in this fashion the last year. And at 44, I feel better than ever. The other thing is, you know, speaking of that high intensity, you just can't go high intensity every day. And like you mentioned earlier about the women in the study, I have people come to me a lot of times. And they say, well, I can't lose fat. And I say, okay, what are you doing? First of all, every workout's high intensity, and every cardio or interval or HIIT session is HIIT. It's high intensity. And I say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Zero high intensity for the next 30 days. And they freak out, but the reality is then their body is not just, you know,
brilliant,
pumping cortisol out 24/7. So now they can actually lose fat because that stress isn't there. So let's reduce the training volume. Let's reduce the intensity. Let's not go to failure all the time. Let's not do these crazy workouts. And on a few days a week for cardio, instead of going nuts and doing sprints, you're just going to maintain steady state for 30 minutes.
Right.
And that's going to be better for you.
I want to make one more supposition and have you comment on it. Then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come out back and tell people why 95% of the stuff they hear out there is nonsense. So there's something else I've discovered, and I have a feeling you're going to say yes, you too. I am a lot stronger, and here's why. Because when I knew I had to do five sets of something, that first set, okay, so my first set of something is the hardest, and my second set is the easiest. And so when you only do two sets, you end up being stronger because you know, oh, I'm going to push as hard as I can because all I got is two sets. I don't have five grueling sets to do where I'm actually mentally governing my output because I'm like, oh, man, I got one more set. I can't do all of this right now. I'm going to save this for the next set. When you just have two sets to do, you wail because you're going to be done then.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, there was a study recently, I'd have to look it up and find it, but they compared the training five times a week versus two times a week for frequency. And the five-time group, and it was, I believe it was experienced trainees, the five-times group had better results across the board.
Sure.
But, you know, that goes, I've thought about that for years, too, like you said, because I grew up every summer throughout high school, I worked manual labor. And, when I think back on it, man, those guys were doing that every single day. Like you said, they weren't going to failure. They weren't killing themselves. But some of those guys were strong as could be and had enormous backs and forearms and could pick up.
And endurance. And endurance.
Yeah, yeah. And they were drinking a case of beer during the day doing it. But, like, it was crazy.
I've said that. If we could just, you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to travel around to job sites and teach these guys about the quality sleep, the effect of quality sleep, and the right way to eat. They could all be like superhumans if they just stopped going out and pounding down a case of beer after work every single day, you know? I mean, that's all it takes.
Well, half the guys I worked with, they were drinking on the job. They start at 12 every day.
Amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why 95% of the stuff that you read out there about fitness is dead wrong. We're talking with Jason Ferrugia. His website is JasonFerrugia. If you've never heard of him, you've been living under a rock. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000 or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jason Ferragia. And as you can see, Jason is the thinking man's trainer. Just from the, I mean, that was totally improv. We didn't plan on talking about that stuff. But now I can see why 95% of what people read about fitness is dead wrong. But we, I mean, that's a strong statement, Jason. Can you provide backing on that?
Well, I think, you know, mainstream people still, maybe your audience probably is obviously a lot more educated, but I have conversations with people still all the time who think that if they touch a carbohydrate, they're going to blow up and get fat. And, they think, again, that all cardio should be high intensity, all workouts should be high intensity. And that's hard to get through to people. You know, nowadays when every Nike and Adidas commercial is all about people just training until they're in a pool, their own blood and sweat and totally wiped out, it's hard to let people know that you can make progress without training that hard all the time. I think there's still a lot of people who are really confused about, you know, how frequently you have to train, how hard you have to train, that you need to eat six or seven meals a day like you did in the 80s or 90s. I believe you do intermittent fasting. I've done intermittent fasting for quite a while now. There's so many things that I think I don't even know where to begin. I mean, it could go on and on.
Well, it's not just the lone social media personal trainer looking for clients that's wrong. It's some of the more well-established bastions. And I'll give you an example. So Ron Penna convinced me, you know, I really don't pay attention to my nutrition anymore because I'm not really looking to get anywhere other than stronger, but I'm pretty close to being lean. I mean, I can see my abs and I feel like, you know, if I really put some effort into this, I would lean out. And Ron said, why don't you download MyFitnessPal because they make tracking your food very easy. So I did, and it's been helping a lot. But I posted this on Facebook yesterday, the day before. So I did one of those 1 hour sessions that you and I were just talking about, this whole body session. And, you know, I mean, I'm working friggin' hard for an hour nonstop. I'm not resting. You know, I'm resting a minute and a half, 2 minutes in between doing something. And they gave me 20 calories for that as like you can eat 20 calories more. And I'm thinking to myself, clearly, this organization, which has an amazing product, like Elisa said to me, I worked out in the yard yesterday for 30 minutes. They gave me 220 calories for that. And I'm thinking to myself, so she worked out in the yard for 30 minutes. And granted, you know, you're bending over, you're walking, you're moving. But I'm bending over, I'm walking, and I'm moving, but I'm doing it with heavy weight. And they give me 20 calories for an hour, and they give her like 200 calories for 30 minutes. They don't even understand it, do they?
Yeah, no, not at all. It's nonsense. But, you know, that's such a great representation of what the majority of the general public still thinks, is that if you do more cardio-based workouts or if you do high reps on stuff, and it's a shame. I mean, you do see a ton of females now lifting heavy weights, but there's still definitely a decent percentage of them who you see, and your heart kind of breaks when you see them in the gym using light weights and high reps and trying to quote unquote get toned and to lose fat.
Toned.
And I see in all the time where I just want to go over to them and say, look, if you just lifted some heavy weights and didn't come to the gym 7 days a week, maybe just came through 3, 4, or 5 days and just lifted heavy, and just did a few sets like you and I are talking about, you'd make such better progress. Like I said, I can't reiterate it enough. Every time I take someone and just lower their training volume a little, put them on some big compound exercises, and focus on progressive overload. I think that's what a lot of people don't know is you and I take it for granted, but people will go to the gym all the time and do the same workouts, or they'll just try to get tired. They'll just try to sweat. And that really does very little for you. If you're just trying to tire or you go play basketball or something, do something else that's more fun than going to the gym, you have to lift heavy weight and you have to go up. So if you can deadlift 95 pounds, today, you want to be working your way up to within 3 months or whatever, 135, and then eventually 185 and 225.
Right.
And whatever exercise you're doing, progressive overload is really important. Now, some people will say, well, you can't focus on progressive overload forever, or you'll get injured. You know, what if you've been training 10, 20 years? Definitely that's true. You can't linearly go up, but you can change your program and do new exercises so that you're still able to set PRs. Let's say you always do a flat dumbbell press. Well, now do a 30-degree dumbbell press one arm at a time and put fat grips on it. Now you can set PRs on that. And even if you're older, you don't have to set a 5-rep PR. Maybe you can set a 12-rep PR. There's always ways that you can continually go up and make progress and challenge your body. And if you're not doing that, you're not going to make any progress. You're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to change the way you look. You're not going to get stronger. So always focus on strength gains. And that's another misconception, too, is when I say that, there's still people that think I'm only talking about, you know, the 1 to 5 rep range, or just traditionally, if you want to get strong, you focus on that. But if you're older, that's going to tend to catch up to you after a while. You can't just do 1 to 5 when you get strong and you're training for a long time. You can always make strength. And even if it's a 20 rep, you know, you can do a high rep dumbbell row. I can do a 20 rep dumbbell row. I used to be able to do with 160-pound dumbbell. I don't know what I could do it for now, but you can make progress doing that. I mean, if you're able to use heavy weights for high reps, you're going to make progress. Just as long as you're focused on making progress. Don't go to the gym and do the same thing. Don't be haphazard. Don't not track what you're doing. Don't just try to sweat. Don't just try to be out of breath. That's another misconception, too, is people think if they're not resting, they're going to make more progress. So if they're out of breath, they're burning more calories. Not necessarily true. I mean, if you're truly training to make strength gains and progressive overload, the science does show that you're probably going to need about 2 to 3, even up to 5 minutes rest between sets. Now, the caveat to that is that can be boring. That's why I like whole body workouts like you and I are doing, because let's say if you do a bench press, now instead of sitting there and doing nothing for 3 minutes, we could do a one-arm row in between that. Mm-hmm. We could do a goblet squat. We could do a kettlebell swing, a chin-up, whatever, and take, let's say, 30 to 60 seconds rest. But if we circuit 3 or 4 of those exercises, now by the time we get back to the bench press, we'll have gotten that 3, 4, 5 minutes rest. You're still able to be stronger on that set of bench presses than if you just took 30 seconds or 60 seconds doing straight sets. So I tend to like pairing 2, 3, 4 exercises in a row just to save time.
Celebrity trainers tend to use that term tone a lot. Like Tracy Anderson, yeah. When she works with Gwyneth Paltrow, who, by the way, Gwyneth Paltrow at the young age of whatever she is, has already had fractures from osteoporosis. Mm. So whoever's advice she's following, somebody needs to intervene. But with that being said, let's talk about the actual terminology, the tonic state of muscle and toning and the misconceptions. When you read about human physiology, you understand that nerve innervation, when it is effective, creates what is known as muscle tone. But muscle tone is not what people think it is. If you think of it as the electricity that's running into the muscle, so imagine you have a car and it's idling. Your car is idling at 1,000 RPMs. The second you hit the gas pedal, it's off the line. I have a car that doesn't run so well, and it sputters a little bit, so it idles down at 400 RPM. When I hit the gas pedal, it doesn't launch off the line. It puts, it sputters, it poop, pop, and then all of a sudden it goes boop, boop, boop. That is what we talk about when we talk about the tonic state of muscle. We talk about nerve innervation's ability to activate that muscle quickly. And people think muscle tone means the muscle is firm. No, if you train the muscle, it'll get firm. There's not specific training approaches to creating a firm muscle, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. I mean, basically, for what people, Tracy Anderson, whoever, when they're saying tone, there's really no science or definition to that word in that usage. It's really just building muscle, like you said, or it's losing fat, and then you're going to look better. So when someone says, oh, your arms look toned, well, that's because you built muscle, so you made them bigger,
right?
And you lost some body fat that now you're able to see your biceps, your triceps, your shoulders, things like that. Now, of course, there's guys that really believe in the benefits of heavy lifting that will argue, well, if you lift heavy weights, if you lift, 80, 85% of your one rep max on the majority of stuff, you're resting tone, like you'll look better all the time. Your muscles will look more full versus if you just do high reps and pump up and focus more on sarcoplasmic hypertrophy. That's certainly arguable. I think that's more of a genetic thing. I think no matter how you lift, as long as it's smart, you know, not with 50 reps, but if you're, you know, lifting somewhere in 6 to 15 reps, even 20 reps, and make a progressive overload, and you're lean, you're probably going to look pretty similar. You can increase the quote-unquote tightness or fullness just by carb loading. So there's things like that you can do, but I don't think the way you lift is going to make a huge difference.
You know, it's interesting. You just said something else that dawned on me, and the reality is that the phenomenon of having quote-unquote toned muscles may have more to do with being ultra-lean and having very little subcutaneous fat. And no one talks about that. Yeah. That's all diet. That all happens in the kitchen. That has nothing to do with how you're working out.
See, that's the huge misconception that's really hard to get through to most people. Is I've had friends, and I've done it myself, I've had friends get ready for photo shoots, even for competitions, doing very little cardio, doing minimal, low-volume strength training workouts. I mean, my friend John from Jersey, he used to compete against Jay Cutler, who's a multi-time Mr. Olympia. He got in his best shape years after he competed in his 20s. He got his best shape in his late 30s, early 40s for a photo shoot one time. And he was doing an average of triples. He would go into the gym and do triples, do heavy fives, do some singles. He did almost no cardio. I think he just got up and walked his dog for a half hour in the morning at just a moderate pace. And he was all diet, and he got down to 6% body fat. I mean, you can get down to, not that it's the greatest thing health-wise long-term, but you could do zero cardio and zero high-intensity training just with low reps with long rest periods and still be really lean. It's all diet, like you said. I think it's diet, sleep, stress. Those are the most important things. If you're not sleeping and you're stressed out and your cortisol is just flowing all day, you're never going to be lean. So focus on those things and then slowly add in some of the conditioning. That's the way to do it.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that you've been doing that's probably way beneath the horizon for a lot of people. They may not know it, but you have a very elite group of people that belong to a kind of special club that you started and get together. Now, you don't advertise this, but I want to talk about it because there may be people out there who want to know more about your seminars and your I guess, do you call them boot camps? No. What do you call them?
We call it the Renegade Experience. It's just a three-day kind of all-in-one mind-body-spirit adventure for men.
I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. How's that sound? You can reach out to Jason Ferrugia if you like what he's saying or you want to talk to him more about any of the services he offers. His website is jasonferrugia.com. It's jasonferrugia.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com. You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jason Ferrugia. So, Jason, talk about these. How long have the Renegade get-togethers been going on?
I think it's about 4 years now. Around there.
How did it come about?
So, before I moved, I've been out in Cali about 8 years now from Jersey. And the final couple years in Jersey, I was running weekend fitness seminars where we would, you know, go through basic training exercises and concepts and mobility and whatnot. And then when I got out here, it was the first time in years that I didn't have my own gym. And so I kind of started to miss it. And I said, I want to get back into doing events again. But because I've been on a journey of personal development and growth for the previous few years, I said, I want to incorporate this. It's been really making a huge difference in my life. So I want to incorporate this into the fitness events as well. So it took a while. And over the course of the 4 years, they've continually gotten tweaked and changed. But it's really... It's for a small group of men. It's a tribal gathering, which doesn't happen enough anymore. And we all get together. We train. We do various different kinds of workouts, outside, inside, strength training, mobility, breath work, recovery stuff, hiking, water sports. And we have talks and guest speakers on mindset and personal development and habits and overcoming, insecurities and improving your communication skills. It's all the things to kind of, make a modern man and help you unleash your strongest self. And you develop, the guys develop incredibly close friendships and lifelong bonds with each other. So it's been really rewarding. It's been one of the best things I've ever done in my career. So we do about six or so of those a year. And then I have a group of guys who get into kind of a coaching and mentorship program with me, a mastermind kind of program. And we also meet up another three times in cool locations like Miami and Seattle and Moab and things like that.
I love those destination type events too, because you know, everybody goes on vacation and they get hammered. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
They drink way more than they're supposed to. They eat foods they're not supposed to. And I've always thought of, it's so cool to go on vacation, be in the sun. Like I'm a huge, I mean, when we talked about this when I was there, like I love the sun. Yeah. I like laying in the sun. I don't buy into the whole sun equals cancer thing. But to go to a destination and instead of getting hammered and eating the wrong foods, actually elevating your mind, elevating your body, elevating your spirit. Talk about the spirit side of this. I mean, this is – a lot of people stay away from that because all of a sudden it gets a little touchy-feely. How do guys like that? Do they like – they're into that?
Yeah, so my buddy who I've known forever, He studied Native American culture for years. Even as a kid, he was meditating. He was reading Thoreau since he's been 12 years old, and he's been obsessed with it. So he helps me out at my events and does some of the coaching as well. And, you know, the reality is, like you said, some guys come in with kind of a hard wall or a shell up, but we've created, you know, we've kind of mastered now after doing it for 4 years. We've kind of created this environment where everybody feels safe and wants to open up. And we get men saying things. The last two events, we've had guys say things that they've never said to anybody else in their 40-plus years on the planet. And, you know, we get some guys breaking down sometimes. But you have all these breakthroughs, and it's great. And we've always been thanked by everybody just saying, you know, I've never really felt as comfortable enough as I do to be able to share this stuff. So I think that's missing from men's lives. It's there's still a stereotype for us to just hold everything inside and just be tough and put up a wall, but it's pretty rewarding to be able to do that and to see that happen.
I want to explore that a little further for a second, because recently I put up on Facebook a post about Greco-Roman times and how we cherished strength in humans. We revered strong humans. And that was probably because strong humans were robust, they were resistant to disease, they lived longer, and hence the adage, only the strong survive, really evolved from that. It was true for thousands of years, and as a result, people knew, oh, the strong people tend to survive. And so in today's day and age, we have these terms like toxic masculinity, and, you know, men are the reason for war, and testosterone is evil, and anything perceived as masculine today is really bad. And so I posted this the other day, and I had a picture of a statue that was originally done in 300 BC of Hercules, and he looked like any Olympia competitor today, right? And so you know he really looked like that, right? Because they didn't make him look, he wasn't puny, and they sculpted his body, and he looked like anybody that we look to today that trains hard. Like, wow. And that's what he looked like back then, 300 BC. And so I said, you know.
Yeah, because Carl, if he didn't look like that, how would they even envision
how to create
a sculpture like that?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly my point. And so I said, you know, there was a time where we appreciated strength, and today we don't. It was a lot longer post than that. And someone came out and said that I was wrong because, you know, men have to be sensitive too. And I didn't even respond because I had no time. But I don't understand why masculinity is positioned as being juxtaposed against sensitivity. Men have always been sensitive. Men have always been masculine. They're mutually exclusive, and they both occur at the same time in men. So part of the misconception today is that a masculine guy is just a brute, and he's a thug, and he's insensitive. But I have a funny feeling, and I'm speaking from personal experience too, the stronger a man feels, the more readily he is to be sensitive.
100%. I mean, you know, being vulnerable is a strength that everybody has. It's funny. Some people think vulnerability is a weakness. I think it's a strength to show that you're vulnerable. I mean, you know, every superhero has a vulnerability. There's no story. There's no likability. Superman's got kryptonite. Everybody has something. You know, nobody's perfect. And to your point, some of the strongest, toughest guys I know are also the most emotional. So they might be the most intense in the gym or you know, on the field or whatever, but they're also the first guy to cry at a funeral or to cry when a sports legend retires or something like that, or, you know, something tragic happens. They're super emotional. I mean, I can cry at the sight of dogs because I love dogs and rescue so much and things like that. And there's no shame in that. Now, if you know, but I'm still all about you know, being a man and everything that defines a man since the dawn of time, since Hercules, like you said. I think anyone who is kind of poo-pooing that and toxic masculinity and that has no idea how the world works, because if that were all to go away, the world would just cease to exist as the way we know it.
Right.
First of all, there would be, you know, there would be no more. Well, I mean, you could take this down
the
whole
wrong,
radical,
yeah, but, right. And the reality is the same way femininity is not toxic, masculinity is not toxic. And the stronger the man, the more readily I find he is able to be sensitive. And, you know, you said something, and I'm going to say something, and you're going to relate to it. But when we grew up and where we grew up, there was a term like somebody would say, well, he took kindness for weakness, right? You've heard that before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's because when you grow up in a rough environment, if you're a kind person, people think that you're stupid, you're easy to get over, and they can get over on you. But that doesn't mean there aren't opportunities to be sensitive, because once you have close friends that you know that you can trust them, you can be sensitive with them. So this notion that masculinity is the opposite of sensitivity is nonsense. The more masculine a man, the stronger he is, the more confident he is, the faster you will find that he's sensitive and loving, because you can't hurt him. You can't. He'll cry in front of you. I mean, I cry regularly at movies and stuff like that, and I'm not embarrassed about it, because I'm the polar opposite when it comes to being strong, as I am.
Right.
You know, I can go both ways in a flip of a switch and be strong at both of them. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, I had a friend one time who was kind of struggling in business and whatnot, and he said, I don't understand how you're able to be ruthless like that and kind of have that don't give a crap attitude. And I said, well, do you think that I'm mean? Do you think that if you surveyed any of my friends, they would think I'm a jerk or say anything like that? He said, no, not at all. Everybody loves you, and you're a super nice person. And I said, yes, but I also have that line that people know not to cross. People know not to disrespect me. People know not to waste my time. People know not to say certain things around me. And that's all in the way you carry yourself. That's all in the way you speak, the way you respond or don't respond to certain things. You can be the nicest guy in the world and either be strong or be weak and let people take advantage of you. So being nice doesn't necessarily mean you're weak. You could be strong and take charge and dominate and, you know, not take any crap, but also be a really nice, kind, sensitive guy. I think that's where people get it twisted sometimes. They think you can't be both. You certainly can, and you have to be if you want to be, you know, a leader and be successful and be happy. Because a lot of people who try to be nice all the time, or I want to use nice in quotes, they're unhappy, and they care too much about what people think about them. They're people pleasers. So you try to be nice, and you take care of everybody. You're not taking care of yourself. And deep down inside, or in the quiet of your own home, you're really angry and resentful. And to those people, I recommend they read a book called No More Mr. Nice Guy, which is great if you're struggling with that kind of thing. Because, you know, you want to be nice, sure, of course we need that. But you don't want to take crap either and become this doormat for other people.
You know, I actually listened to that book on Audible, and it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with Blinkist?
Yes, yeah. You know, I haven't signed up for it yet, but somebody, because I like to read so much and everything, someone was telling me I got to get on that.
So they're a new sponsor of the show, and Blinkist.com/superhuman will give you a 7-day free trial.
I love to read, but I don't always have time to read, so I started using Audible. But you still have to listen for around the same amount of time as you have to read the book. It's I listen to Audible at 1.5 times the the speed, but you still have to make a major commitment to listening instead of reading. Blinkist is brilliant. They read the book. They pick the most important things about the book. They reduce them to what they call blinks. And in 15 minutes, you can absorb everything that you need to know about a book without having to read it all. I mean, Blinkist.com/superhuman, 7-day free trial. I think it's like $40 a year. It's the best investment I've ever made, because when I'm at the gym doing cardio, I can literally learn the content of 3 books in a session. I can listen in my car. I listen before bed. It's like now, because you always hear these things about the most successful people read 4 books a week. Hell, with Blinkist, I can do 4 books a day. So yeah. Stand back. No, it's really cool. You got to check it out. But for my audience, we get a special deal, Blinkist.com/superhuman. And I'm telling you, just make sure you buy bigger hats, because your brain is going to grow and so is your head. We're going to take our last commercial break. Jason, I want to ask you some real quick questions, get simple answers like your favorite workouts and all that sort of stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. new Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrontil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrontil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrontil.
Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up the interview with Jason Ferrugia. His website is jasonferrugia.com. Reach out to him. Let him know you heard about him on Superhuman Radio. Who knows? Maybe you'll get invited to one of these renegade events someday. Okay, this is like a real quick couple questions that I like to ask people. The first one is, if you could only do one movement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Dumbbell clean and press, because it works pretty much everything.
Okay. Worst machine in the gym to ever use?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Think about the one that hurts people the most in your experience.
Oh, there's so many. I am not a fan of the Smith machine at all.
You know, I can't believe I so many people say the Smith machine. It's just mind-boggling, and every gym's got two. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, best machine.
What are yours for the worst machine?
Oh man, I think the lateral fly machine, but the one that you stand in front of and you grab the pegs that stick out. So you're holding it. I like the lateral fly machine that you put your elbows up against and you hold on to the handles.
Okay.
But the one where your arms are straight out, I personally have dislocated a shoulder on that one, and I know a couple of people that have as well.
Yeah.
And really my favorite machine in the gym would probably be the power squat machine. You know, the body.
I love the body squat. Yeah. There's a few different companies who make a good one. I also love a good belt squat or the pit shark. Those are great too.
Yes. Yes. And then of course, that was my next question to you. What is your, do you have a favorite machine? But you just said it. There you go.
Yeah. Probably a good belt squat. I'm trying to think who made a really good one. There was one that I think John Perillo or someone made a good one back in the day. He still makes it.
He still has it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They call it the hip squat. The hip squat.
Right. Yeah, those are great. The pitch arc's great. I love those.
Hey, do you ever do any inversion? I have an inversion table at home, and I get upside down every single night before bed. I got to tell you something. Just like if you and I were just sitting across the table, it's the greatest investment that any of us could make who are into resistance training, and I'll tell you why. Everything we do loads the spine from head down. Yeah. Very rarely do we stretch the spine back out again.
Right, totally.
You know, me personally, and so many people I know have you know, L4, L5, S1 compressions from decades of squatting and deadlifting. And, you know, and sure, you can go to the chiropractor and get adjustments every so often. But the greatest thing in the world is after you've trained all day, you know, early in the morning and you've been sitting on your ass at work, and you get in that thing and hang from your ankles completely upside down, and I can literally, Jason, feel the vertebrae pop, 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 pop. And now I've gotten so good at it that I relax my abs, and I can feel my lumbar spine stretching, like almost like I look like I'm doing an upside down vacuum pose that my abs just kind of stretch out. And I feel that one, that L4, L5, I can feel it. It goes, and it just opens up. And I can actually run up the stairs pain-free. That's how effective it is. I wish more people, you can go to Play It Again Sports and buy a used one for like $65. Best investment that any of us who lift heavy weights, especially overhead, could ever make to keep our spine protected. Really.
Okay, I got to try it, yeah.
Hey, listen, man, I want to thank you so much for being on the air today with me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I think we covered a lot of interesting stuff. I think people are going to tell me that this was really a great show because we did traverse a lot of great information today.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. And because my Italian last name is super hard to spell and remember, if you go to jay.fit, that will send you to my website as well.
jay.fit, F-I-T. That's cool. Yeah. Very, very cool. I got to get one of those, man.
Yeah,
All right, look, man, see you next time I'm out in L.A. And let me know when the podcast drops that we did the interview with, okay?
Yeah, I'll share it out. Will. Thanks so much, bro.
Take care, Jason. So there you have it. Another great show, huh? Tomorrow, I don't know if I have a show tomorrow, believe it or not. I got to look. I think I do, but I forget. Anyway, I want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. Of course, check out All American Pharmaceuticals, EFX Sports. Get six of their top-selling products absolutely free by going to SuperHumanRadio.net and clicking the EFX Sports banner ad. You'll pay $5 and change, but you'll get a ton of goodies. You'll be really appreciative of it. And that's so you can try them before you buy them. And we'll see everybody, if not tomorrow, Monday with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.